Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Chuck Martin is our guest. And his new book is called Mobile Influence, The New Power of the Consumer by Chuck Martin. Available right now. It's just out tomorrow. But if you order it now, you'll be one of the first to get a copy of Chuck's outstanding book. Chuck has become one of the great experts on the mobile influence, the mobile revolution. Really, Chuck, it's really a revolution, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Unlike the net, which was sort of a slow growth because everyone had to get on one person at a time.
Right.
Everybody's got a phone. This is worldwide. We're like 90-something% of the population has a mobile phone globally, and the idea that you just plug it into the network is incredible. That's what makes it so powerful, because the network is already in place from being built over a number of years, of course, and now you simply plug mobile into it. It's just very powerful.
And folks, if you wonder about my advice about having a mobile site and about for your own site, and also about that your website is no longer a destination, it's more of a distribution center, pushing things out so customers can pull information from you, new things from you, rather than coming to your website. If you wonder whether that's true or not, ask the PC makers, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. They all know what's happening with mobile.
Their business is going down because people are buying fewer PCs and smarter phones.
Well, a lot of that is also tablet purchase. Tablet,
right, some
purchase
of that.
Is going through the roof.
Yeah.
And we're now at, 30% of the population of the U.S. has a tablet.
Right.
And that's coming away from PC usage.
Right.
Just because it's easier, you can use it while you're watching TV.
But those are also mobile. Many of those people want to see a mobile site on their tablet. So what are your last thoughts on mobile that you should take away from you?
Well, the big thing is that anyone looking at the idea of influencing mobile behavior, as we're talking about mobile influence, of course, they need to look at how do their customers with mobile behave, how do they purchase, and how and where do the companies influence those purchase behaviors. So do they do it during the pre-buy, or what are they doing in transit? And they may decide to ignore one of these six potential influence points, because it's really a lot to do all of them, but they may want to focus on some that they're not focusing on now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably fine with on-location, because they can see when somebody is there, but what they need to look at is, what is the behavior while they're on-site? What are they doing with their phones? And just go ask them, go interact with people,
mm-hmm.
and say, how are you using your mobile phone for shopping? Because different people made customers.
Tell them you're trying to get smarter. Would you mind me asking, et cetera, et cetera? Chuck, one of the things I'm worried about, though, for small businesses that have nothing, who've done nothing for mobile, is that they're being ruled out before they even know the customer existed. People are trying to find them. Exactly what they have, exactly who they are. The customer would love them if they could find them, but they're not looking for them on a PC anymore where they've got the website up there. They're looking for them on mobile. And if they're not on mobile, laid out and optimized for mobile, with a mobile site, the mobile search capability, etc., if they're not laid out for that, then they're not relevant to that mobile user, and they're going to miss that customer before they even know they exist.
That's right, and the problem with that is the business never knows it.
That's right.
They don't see it. The customer doesn't get back and say, gee, I would have bought from you if you had only
right.
a mobile phone.
Many times, Chuck, the person they get isn't as good a deal or have as good a product, but they were merely more optimized than the really good company.
That's right. And what people have to realize is that all of their customer behavior is changing right now in terms of how they shop and buy.
Yep.
And that's the big thing in mobile influence. It's about this. It's not necessarily just about the technology, but it's about the transformation in behavior. And it's a very real thing. The good news is we're not at 100% of the market doing this yet. The power users, the research that I've done, we're at about the 10% stage. So we've got a ways to grow, but it's going to be, we know what's happening with that 10%. They're totally different in terms of how they buy, and that's going to be 20%, then 30%, then 40%. So the small businesses have a chance if they get going.
No, it's not too late. That's exactly right. It's not too late, but you've got to start playing in the game, don't you? You got to start participating.
Right. People need to exert what we call mobile influence. How do they communicate with their customers via mobile? How do they leverage SMS? What are they doing with video?
Right.
They need to do things that are test and learn. Try something
right. And
learn what works.
And you might want to get some help. And one way to start, folks, is to find Chuck's books. The new book is called Mobile Influence, the New Power of the Consumer by Chuck Martin. Hey, Chuck, congratulations again. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Check his book out wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.